When I was living in Italy, I had many friends in the rugby environment, and I was one of those people who used to say that Australian and New Zealand accents sound the same. After almost 3 years living in Australia, watching Australian TV, having an Australian partner, and attending international sports events, my ears are finally becoming more trained and used to both accents. And now I can assure you that they are different. Fish and chips. If you know a bit of basic English and are able to understand the general topic of a conversation, listening to the way the speakers pronounce the vowels in the words will help you know whether they are Aussies or Kiwis. Australians tend to stress vowels. New Zealanders, on the other hand, quite often drop vowels or pronounce them in a different way. A common example is that Australians eat fish and chips, but New Zealanders eat fosh and chops. This is because where Aussies use long E sounds, their Kiwi neighbours use a short, unstressed sound similar to the sound in the article the. An Australian test is a New Zealand test. The number tin is pronounced ten in New Zealand, so it can be confused with the word for a container, a tin of beans. And what about the word pen? If you are talking to a Kiwi, they may ask you for a pun. And you might wonder why. Cozy and thongs. Another way to know whether a person comes from the land of kangaroos or of Kiwi birds is to listen to the words they use. Colloquialisms or slang used in the country is different, and this will naturally confuse people from overseas even more. Overseas is the word usually used down under to refer to people from abroad. Let me give you some examples. The portable cooler or icebox in Australia is called the esky. In New Zealand, it's a chully bun. In summer, it's hot, so you may wear flip-flops, right? Wrong. In Australia, you wear thongs, and in New Zealand, you wear jandals, which apparently is the short form for Japanese sandals. Finally, instead of your swimsuit, swimming costume, in Australia you use a cozzy, and in New Zealand your togs. So, even if they are located close to each other, Australia and New Zealand speak really different English.